Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our Blockbuster Summer Series. We've been having a great time learning lessons from movies, spiritual lessons from different stories that are told in the movies. And this week, we are going to focus on the movie Sing 2. If you have not seen the movie, it's an animated movie about Buster Moon. He is a theater owner, and he's trying to take his show to the next level, to the Vegas of their, you know, animated imaginary world, right? And, you know, he experiences some setbacks, and each of the characters that's part of the show, they have to work on their character along the way. And as they do, they make the show come alive and be amazing. So it's a great cast. Matthew McConaughey's in it, Scarlett Johansson, Reese Witherspoon, Tori Kelly. The soundtrack is fire. It's amazing. So we love that about it. But this movie really spoke to me because I can really relate to and connect with Buster Moon because he's such a dreamer. And I know what it's like to take risks. I know what it's like to overcome obstacles. I mean, even in the beginning of the movie, there's a scout that comes to watch their show, and the scout ends up walking away and leaving in intermission, and he chases after her, and it's like, hey, did you like it? What's going on? Will we get a chance to perform in the big leagues, right? And she just told him straight up, like, you're just not good enough. And he was so dejected. He tried to run after her and did his best to just reach her and ask her for a chance. And she was not budging. And this first clip I'm going to show you is going to show you what Buster Moon was feeling like and how he was able to come up out of it.
When are you gonna come down? Going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a prison for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues. So goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't block me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow, back to howling all out in the woods, hunting a haunted back toe.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What can I say, Nana? I'm a failure.
Oh, poppycock.
I was reaching too high.
Honestly, one negative comment and it's all, woe is me.
Nana, come on. She said I'm not good enough. I mean, heck, I've just been told that my destiny, all of my hopes and dreams, they all end right here.
Well, what did you expect? That she would drop to her knees and declare you a genius? Roll out the red carpet for the great Buster Moon.
She ran me off the road into a canal.
Well, you're still in one piece, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, anyone who dares set out to follow their dreams is bound to face a lot worse than a dip in the canal. Ah, Hobbs, I found him. Bring the car around, will you? There's a good chap.
I just thought she'd at least see we deserved a shot.
Never mind what this person you don't even know said. Do you think you're good enough?
Of course.
Then you must fight for what you believe in. Guts, stamina, faith. These are the things you need now. And without them, well, maybe that scout was right. Maybe you're not good enough.
This was like the first part in this movie that hit my heart. you know, she confronts Buster Moon and encourages him. And we all need that person in our lives. And she says some things that are strong, right? I mean, she says, anyone who dares set out to follow their dreams is bound to face a lot worse than a dip in the canal. Like, whenever we set out to do great things for God, we're gonna go through challenges. And then she challenged him, like, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Do you believe? Do you think you are good enough? And he's like, of course I do. Yeah, I believe. And she's like, then you must fight for what you believe in. Guts, stamina, and faith. Those are the things that you need now. And without them, well, she says, you know, maybe this guy was right. Maybe you're not good enough. And I love at the end how she kind of looks back at him to see if it inspired him. And it did, because after that, he's having a restless night and he finally gets up and he's like, we're going to go and we're going to make a way out of no way. And I love that about him. He always responds in the movie to discipling, right? To a word of encouragement or something that challenged him. I thought that was such a strong scene, because we all need those type of people in our lives. And my wife next week is going to talk about friendship and relationships, and it's a surprise as to what the next, actually it's not a surprise, it's gonna be Forrest Gump, y'all. Forrest Gump. So the next sermon is going to be Forrest Gump. My wife's going to be preaching on friendship. But what I love is that in this movie is Buster Moon decides he is going to take what is said. He's going to be humble about it, and he's going to allow that encouragement to move him forward. He was humble enough to listen to the people that did love him and did believe in him, not just the naysayers. Now, I want to focus on those three things that we all need if we're going to dream big dreams, as Buster Moon says. But not just dream, actually set out on the path to follow the dreams that God puts on our hearts. All right. So the three things: guts, stamina, and faith. What are guts? What are guts? Well, it's just to have courage, to be brave. So I want to see the emoji that best describes having guts, having strength, having courage. Put that in the chat. Next one, stamina. The strength to do something hard for a long time. The strength to do something hard for a long time. What emoji would you use to describe stamina? Put that in the chat for me. And lastly, faith. What emoji would you use? We know what faith means: being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's how the Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11, verse 1. You know, Jesus had a dream. Jesus had a dream. And as soon as he set out on the path to follow the dream that God put on his heart, he was met with opposition. He was met with rejection, all the same things that Buster Moon encountered. And it was like, man, most people really did not even believe in him. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 4 in verse 16. And this is what it says in verse 16. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Everyone spoke well of him and was amazed by the gracious words that came from his lips. How can this be? They asked. Isn't this Joseph's son? And so we see here that Jesus had a dream, right? To bring the good news to us, to help the blind see, to give freedom, right, to those who are held captive. That was his dream. That was his mission. And they loved it. Initially, they were excited about it. But then Jesus makes it a little bit more personal to them, and he challenges them and convicts them about their own life and their own faith. And that's when they turned on them. Look in verse 23. Then he said, "You will undoubtedly quote me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' meaning do miracles here in your hometown like those you did in Capernaum. But I will tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown." Now we're going to skip down to verse 28. When they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. Jumping up, they mobbed him and forced him to the edge of the hill on which the town was built. They intended to push him over the cliff, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. They loved him at first, but then when he made it personal, when he convicted their hearts and challenged their faith, they turned on him. They even tried to kill him. But what I love about Jesus, it says that he walked straight through the crowd. They had him on the edge of the cliff. I can just imagine like him stepping back, the mob coming towards him. And all of a sudden, that's like, I feel like he remembers like, I'm the Son of God. Like I got God with me. And he walks right through the crowd. And I love it. It says, and he went on his way. He continued on his path to pursue the dreams that God has put on his heart. I don't know about you, but that really sounds like guts, stamina, and faith to me. The things that Jesus had to live out in order to accomplish God's will for his life. Here's the thing. There's going to be people that are going to try to hold us back from following our dreams. But we got to have the guts to stand up to them. We got to have the stamina to keep going when times get tough. Doing a hard thing for a long time. Usually big dreams are a hard thing and something that we'll have to pursue for a long time. And lastly, the faith. The faith that helps us to trust God's plan and to trust that he will help us every step of the way. That reminds me of another time that Buster Moon was about to quit, and this time because of a bully. This is later on in the movie, and he has started this show, but the hotel owner, Mr. Crystal, is on him because Buster Moon had to make some changes in the cast, and some of those changes included Mr. Crystal's daughter and had to let her know you can't have this part. And Mr. Crystal was upset and tried to kill him. They were after them, and we're going to see what happens in this hotel scene where they decide they need to keep pushing forward. Take a look.
Wake up. We gotta get out of here.
Let's go. Come on, Miss Crawley. Come on.
We'll all feel better when we're safe at home.
You sure about that? Because I can tell you, running and hiding away is not all that it's cracked up to be.
Wow. We don't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, all these years I felt the same, but turns out there's always a choice. Just never had the guts to make the right one. Know what I mean?
A victim. I shut down my show because of a talentless little twerp called Buster Moon. Seriously, you should have seen this teeny tiny loser. Oh, and his pathetic amateur friends. Let's just say whatever podunk town they crawled out of, that's where they belong. Because it sure ain't this great city.
No. See, Clay's right. What we're trying to do here, it takes guts.
Guys, we cannot let that bully steal our hopes and dreams.
No. We are way past singing and dancing now.
Look, I know this might sound crazy. If we got the theater back, night only.
Seriously, it's not like we can just sneak in there and put the show on behind Crystal's back.
That is exactly what we're gonna do.
Yes.
Maybe it's like room service.
Open up or you're dead, Moon.
Okay, it's not room service.
You and your dumb friends better not be hiding in there.
What are we gonna do?
Guys, we just gotta be brave now.
What are you saying? We should fight these thugs.
No, they'll beat us to a pulp. We're gonna put this show on whether Crystal likes it or not. But first, we're gonna jump out that window.
What?
I'm beginning to like this guy.
I love this interaction here. We see a low moment for Buster Moon. Before that, he was hiding in a piece of luggage. And he says, listen, let's just go home. We'll be safe there. Let's just quit. This is not worth risking our lives over. And then the lion, who's Clay Calloway in the movie, a famous rock star who's had his own challenges that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But he says, you know what? Giving up and going home and locking yourself up at home, it isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Well, we don't have a choice, Buster Moon says. We're going to die. I mean, our lives are at stake. And Clay says, we always have a choice. We always have a choice. And we just need to have the guts, the courage, the bravery to make the right choice. Here's the thing. We can't let bullies, enemies, steal our hopes and our dreams. We gotta be brave. We gotta be courageous. And when he decides to do that, Clay's like, I'm starting to like this guy. There will always be bullies. There will always be enemies. People that say things about us, bad things, that slander us, that gossip about us, that don't believe in us, that treat us in a way that hurts our feelings, right? And it just hurts to be rejected. There's going to be people that feels like they just have it out for us. That's just part of life. And while we must love bullies, as Jesus calls us to, we must love our enemies. We can't allow them to steal our hopes and our dreams. This is what I try to tell my daughters. We just had this conversation not too long ago that there's three types of people in this world that you will encounter. There's going to be one group of people that they like you. They're in your corner. There's going to be another group of people that they don't like you at all. Like for some reason, they just have it out for you. And there's going to be a third group of people that really don't care either way. They're not worried about you. Now, we can decide who we're going to focus on. We can decide who we're going to spend our time with, what relationships we're going to invest in, what's going to, as they say, who's going to take up a space in our hearts and our minds. And really, it's the people that God has put in our lives that love us, support us, and believe in us. That's the most important group that we need to focus on. So sometimes other people try to hold us back, and we got to make sure we have guts to stand up to the bullies and keep pushing forward. But sometimes it's us. Sometimes we hold ourselves back. And that's what the lion here, Clay Calloway, was going through himself. He was a big rock star, a legend. He was living his dream, but then his wife passed away. And he spent 15 years locked up in his home because he was experiencing grief. He was experiencing deep sadness, the sadness that you feel when you lose someone or when you lose something dear, something valuable to you. And instead of getting the help that he needed, he just gave up on his hopes and his dreams. He locked himself in that house. He separated himself from everybody that cared about him. Until Buster Moon and Ash, one of the other folks in the crew, they go and visit him to recruit him to be part of their big show. And it's great because they did not give up on him. He really had to wrestle through some things. And Ash, at one point, Buster had to leave, and Ash said, "No, I'll stay here with him. He needs me. I want to be there for him to help him." So that's why in that previous clip, he says, hey, running and hiding isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Now, he could have chosen to move forward, but he didn't have the guts at that time. He didn't have the courage or the stamina or the faith to make that decision. And the truth is, we all go through times like that. We all go through moments of grief, of sadness, of feeling rejected, just low moments where we don't make faithful decisions. We don't make courageous decisions, right? We don't endure through the hard times. I've been there myself where it's like, I'm just in a hole. I'm just struggling and I can't get myself out of it. And that's okay, because guess what? God is with us even then. That's what I've learned in my almost 20 years of being a disciple of Jesus, that especially then God is there for us. And if we continue to rely on him, he can be our refuge. He can be our hiding place. He can be our place of safety and of encouragement. And he doesn't leave us when we even try to leave him, right? Like he stays in there with us. He's so patient with us. He's so loving to us, even when we don't deserve it. There's a character in the Bible, Peter, who went through a time like this. He struggled. He struggled after his best friend, Jesus Christ, had passed away. He struggled because it felt like his dreams were shattered. It felt like he had invested into this movement and now Jesus was gone. He had a hard time. He actually, in that time, he said, you know what? He just got stuck. He said, I'm going to go fishing. And he was a fisherman, but he ended up, you know, Jesus had called him to this great mission to fish for souls. But now Peter said, I'm just going to settle for fish again. And they're out on the sea and they can't catch anything. And Jesus shows up on the shore and says, hey, cast your nets on the other side. Something that he had said to him before when he first called him. And so they did. They caught 153 fish, too many to hold on to. They needed their friends to come and help. And Peter, in that moment, this sees Jesus. And so he swims to Jesus, right? And he meets him there on the shore. He was so excited to see him. And that's what we're going to pick up in John chapter 21 in verse 15. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and you went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. It's the same thing that Jesus had told him in the beginning. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. See, Jesus had a dream for Peter, and Peter thought that that dream was over. He thought that when Jesus died, that was the end of the story, but it wasn't the end of the story. There was no period there. There was a comma. You know, and in that comma, there's more to come. There's more to the story. And so Jesus had to remind him of the dream that he had for Peter and what Peter has signed up to do. Feed my sheep, take care of my people, serve my people, and come follow me. You know, in the same way that Jesus was there for Peter when he got stuck, the Holy Spirit is there for us, to help us get back on the path to follow our dreams. If you're there right now, if you're in a place where you feel stuck, go to God. Know that he's going to be there with you and know that he's going to send people to inspire you to move forward. And Peter did. He went back on the mission. He went back to following his dreams. It did turn out there was more to the story, and he ended up inspiring the world. We're still talking about him today. He helps so many people and continues to help them through his life, through his faith, and through his words that we find in the Bible. The same can be done with us. That's the same thing that God can do with us. And one day will be said about us if we do not give up in those moments we feel stuck. Clay Calloway, the Lion in Sing 2, he decided to move forward as well. And it was hard for him. It really was. He was really grieving his wife. But with the help of Buster and Ash, he came out of that dark hole. He came out of that dark hole, and then he was able to help Buster Moon, like we saw in that last clip. And then he was able to share his gift again with the world and inspire the world through his art. Take a look at the end of the movie. It's one of my favorite scenes.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Clay Calloway, he pushed through. He decided, hey, my story's not over. The best is still yet to come. And that's something that all of us as Christians can say. The best is always yet to come for those who follow Jesus. He showed guts. He showed stamina. He showed faith. Just like we read about when Peter showed those same characteristics in order to dream again. And I love that he pictured his wife right there with him. That's what he needed, to know she was there with him as he went out on stage again after 15 years. You know, I can say that that's how we should look at God and the Holy Spirit, to know that he's right there with us every step of the way. And that should be what empowers us and strengthens us to take that step out on faith. I remember as a young Christian, I just turned 20 years old when I became a Christian. And I remember driving in the car and I would just picture Jesus sitting right there with me in the passenger side. And I would just sit there and talk to him like I would talk to my friend. And every day I would pray, God, I just want my relationship with you to grow deeper and deeper every single day. But I just pictured Jesus right there with me. And to know that the Holy Spirit is within me, that's one of the things that has helped me to overcome the obstacles that I faced over the last 20 or so years. Now, one of my dreams was to have our very own church home. And now I get to see that dream come to reality. But it took guts. It took stamina. It took faith. And all of those things that God gave me along the way. And if he gave them to me, he will give them to you, because that's one of the promises that we read about in the Bible. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will be with you to the very end of the age. All right. So how will your dreams inspire the world? How will your dreams help people the way that Jesus helps people? How will your dreams inspire people to love Jesus? You know, because that's God's dream for us. God has a dream for us. He's dreaming big dreams for us, for all of us, to become disciples of Jesus, to give our lives to him and love him for the rest of our lives. And he wants us to help others to do the same, to become disciples of Jesus and to help others to give their lives to him and love him for the rest of their lives. But in order to help God's dream come true in our lives, it's going to take guts, stamina, and faith. That's what Jesus showed on the cross. As he went to the cross, to his death, he showed that. He showed guts. He showed courage. He showed bravery. He showed stamina to be able to do something hard for a long time. He did that. And he showed great faith in God. As we take communion, let's pray about how we can imitate that and show our gratitude, just that we get to see Jesus and know that he went through. And if he can go through it, he will empower us to be able to do the same. Let's pray. God, we love you and we thank you for who you are and how much you love us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the guts and stamina and faith that he showed on the cross, Father. We take communion right now, this bread that signifies the body of Jesus that was broken for us, the juice that represents the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for our sin. And we thank you. We thank you that we have an example to follow. We thank you that our sins have been forgiven. And for anybody who is yet to follow Jesus, who is yet to repent and be baptized and have their sins washed away, I pray that right now, God, that you will move them in that direction to follow the dreams that you have for their life, to be saved and to spend eternity with you, Father God. Thank you so much, God, for the examples that we see, the stories that we get to see through movies, and the things we got to learn today. God, please help us, God. If we are stuck, help us to get unstuck. Help us to take that next step in our faith journey as we follow the dreams that you have put in our hearts. And thank you that you're there with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.